We've all had those moments, haven't we? Where a name escapes us, particularly when trying to recall a familiar face.
It's a common experience.
It makes you wonder, though. What if we could have a little technological nudge to help us out in those situations?
That's precisely the premise behind the research we're delving into today.
We're looking at a 2013 paper from Utsumi and their team at Osaka Prefecture University.
Yes, they were exploring a wearable face recognition system with the aim of enhancing human memory.
So, a device that helps us remember people.
In essence, yes.
How does that even work? Paint us a picture.
Well, envision this. You're wearing a head-mounted display, or HMD, with an integrated camera. You're engaging in conversation, and the camera captures the face of the person you're speaking with. This video feed is then analyzed by the system in real time, identifying and tracking faces.
So it's picking out faces from the video.
That's right. It then compares these detected faces against a database of known individuals. If it finds a match, it relays that information to the HMD.
And all of this is happening while we're still talking to the person. That seems incredibly fast.
It is remarkably quick. They recorded facial recognition times of around 238 milliseconds.
Faster than we can blink.
Precisely. Speed is of the essence in ensuring a seamless and unobtrusive experience.
Of course, speed is important, but accuracy is critical as well. How reliable is this face recognition technology?
It's a valid concern, and the researchers achieved a cumulative recognition rate of 93.3% at the 10th rank.
What does that mean exactly? 93.3% at the 10th rank.
It means that in over 93% of cases, the correct match is displayed within the top 10 candidates presented to the user.
Ah, so it's not always the very first result.
Not necessarily. The system utilizes a two-step process for recognition. It first quickly narrows down the potential matches and then performs a more detailed analysis on those top candidates.
Okay, a balance of speed and accuracy then.
Exactly.
But what about those times when the right person isn't in those top 10 candidates? Are there implications to those errors, even if they're relatively infrequent?
That's a very important question to consider. While 93.3% accuracy sounds impressive on the surface, we must acknowledge that even a small percentage of errors can have significant consequences. Imagine, for instance, if this technology were used in a high-security setting. In such a context, even a single misidentification could have dire consequences. It highlights the need to carefully consider the specific applications and environments where such technology is deployed.
It does raise some red flags. We're talking about a powerful technology with the potential for both great benefit and, as you've pointed out, potential risks.
Precisely. It's crucial to weigh those benefits against the ethical considerations that inevitably arise.
And what are some of those ethical considerations we should be thinking about?
Well, privacy is a major one.
Privacy? In what sense?
Consider this. You're at a social event, perhaps a party or a conference. Numerous attendees are equipped with this face recognition technology. Your movements, your interactions with others are being recorded and analyzed potentially without your explicit consent or even your awareness.
That's a bit unnerving, isn't it? To think that our every interaction could be logged and scrutinized in that way.
It challenges our traditional notions of privacy, particularly in social settings where a certain degree of anonymity has always been assumed.
It makes you wonder if people would behave differently if they knew their every handshake, every conversation was being tracked.
It's a valid question. Would we become more reserved in our interactions? More guarded? The potential impact on social dynamics is significant.
We're really talking about a fundamental shift in how we interact, how we present ourselves to the world.
Indeed. We're entering uncharted territory, and as with any new technological frontier, it's essential to proceed with caution and careful consideration of the broader societal implications.
It's not just the societal implications, though, is it? It's also about the impact on our own cognitive processes.
You're referring to the possibility that by outsourcing certain cognitive tasks, such as remembering names or faces, to technology, we might actually be hindering our own innate abilities.
Exactly. If we become too reliant on these external aids, could we see a decline in our natural capacity for memory and recall?
It's a complex issue with arguments to be made on both sides. Some researchers believe that by offloading these tasks to technology, we free up cognitive resources that can then be devoted to higher level thinking and problem solving.
So instead of straining to remember a name, our minds are free to engage in more creative or analytical pursuits.
Precisely. On the other hand, there's the concern that over-reliance on such technology could lead to a sort of atrophy of our natural cognitive abilities. If we don't use it, we lose it, as the saying goes.
It's like the debate around calculators in schools. Do they hinder the development of mathematical skills, or do they provide tools that allow students to tackle more complex problems?
An apt analogy. There's no easy answer. The key, as with many technological advancements, seems to be finding a balance, a way to harness the power of technology to augment our capabilities without becoming overly dependent on it.
It really makes you think about the bigger picture.
It does.
The researchers themselves acknowledge that this technology is still in its early stages.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about the potential for integrating it with mobile phones.
Right.
Which would make it much more portable.
Of course.
More practical for everyday use.
Yes. Instead of a bulky head-mounted display,
yeah.
Something as discreet as a pair of smart glasses, perhaps?
Exactly.
That would certainly make the technology more appealing to a wider audience.
I imagine it would.
Yeah.
The researchers also mention a current limitation of the system. It can only focus on one face at a time.
Yes. They suggest that future iterations could track multiple faces simultaneously.
Oh, okay.
Which would make it much more effective in group settings.
That makes sense. They also envision incorporating additional layers of information.
Right.
To improve accuracy even further.
Such as linking the system to social media platforms.
So if you're at a conference, for example, it could prioritize matches based on your LinkedIn connections.
Precisely.
Or at a reunion, it could tap into an alumni database, using social context to refine the results.
That's the idea.
It's incredible to think
it is.
That even in these early stages,
mm-hmm.
This technology is raising such profound questions.
It is.
About the evolving relationship between humans and technology.
It really underscores where we are.
Right on the cusp of a new era.
An era where the lines between our own abilities
yes.
and artificial intelligence
yes, yes.
are becoming increasingly blurred.
It's both exciting.
It is.
And a little bit daunting, isn't it?
It is.
As we navigate this uncharted territory, this research serves as a powerful reminder to carefully consider the implications of these advancements. What role do we want this technology to play in our lives? It's a question we each must grapple with as we venture further into this increasingly technologically integrated world.